You're listening to SBS News.
Pope Francis has condemned last week's deadly attacks in Norway, Afghanistan and Britain, expressing closeness to the families of victims and calling violence a defeat for all.
La scorsa settimana sono stati compiuti vari attentati.
Various attacks were carried out last week, for example in Norway, Afghanistan and England, that caused several dead and injured. I express my closeness to the relatives of the victims. I implore you, please, to abandon the path of violence, which is always a losing one, and is a defeat for all. Let's remember that violence generates violence.
Over the weekend, Norwegian police said a preliminary investigation of the suspect of a deadly bow and arrow attack earlier in the week in the town of Kongsberg indicates he acted alone. Five people were killed and three more wounded. Officers arrested a Kongsberg resident identified as Espen Andersen Broughton, a 37-year-old Danish citizen. Senior police officer Per Thomas Omholt says it's not very likely that he planned the attack with an accomplice and described him as a loner. He says that even though there was a video in which the suspect talks about converting to Islam, that's been discredited as a theory for a motive, as in police interviews he doesn't appear to observe Islamic cultural traditions.
The suspect is still under mental institution. He cannot be interviewed right now. We have a theory about him converting to Islam. That theory is not so strong any longer. The theory about other people helping him is also weaker. He's a person with few friends, so we think he acted alone. The investigation so far has shown that he acted alone. So far we have interviewed the suspect three times, and we hope to interview him as soon as he is mentally steady and ready for a new interview.
In Afghanistan, Shiite community members in the southern province of Kandahar held a mass funeral ceremony for the victims killed in Friday's suicide bombing of a Shiite mosque. Community elder Haji Fahad said the death toll is now 63, but added that could change as many victims are in serious condition in the hospital. The official account on deaths released by the government still remains at 47. Haji Fahad called on the Taliban to protect his community.
Our coward enemy is merciless to all. We ask the Islamic Emirate to seriously think about our security, because our enemies will harm our society by any means they can.
In the UK, local residents and politicians have been paying tribute to Sir David Amis, close to the site in Leigh-on-Sea where he was killed while meeting constituents in a church building. Andrew Rosendale is the MP for the nearby constituency of Romford in Essex.
I personally think his legacy will be as an absolute model of what an MP should be. Active in Parliament, speaking up for all the issues, campaigning for good causes, trying to get legislation through to help vulnerable people, but at the same time serving his constituents and being here for local people.
He says MPs may have to take more precautions in future.
It just seems that someone can go on social media, find out where your surgery is and turn up and cause you harm. This is what's happened to David. And so we've all got to be that extra bit careful. But it has to be business as usual. We can't let evil destroy democracy. We really can't.
The fatal attack on Sir David has renewed concerns about the risks politicians run as they go about their work. British politicians generally aren't given police protection when meeting constituents, unlike the high security measures that are in place in Parliament. UK police have arrested the son of an ex-media advisor to a former Somalian Prime Minister in connection with the killing. They haven't formally released his name, but British media are reporting the suspect is 25-year-old Ali Harbi Ali. Alan Lee, SBS News.